The president-elect's transition team has only 77 days after next year's election to get up to speed before the future president takes office. Several initiatives in Washington now are already looking at how to make that transition easier. Martha Kumar takes a look at management during transitions and the early days of a new administration in her new book, Before the Oath, How George W. Bush and Barack Obama Managed a Transfer of Power. What's your assessment overall, Martha, of the level of quality, of the level of success of that transition last time around, and what can we learn from it this time? Thanks for coming on today.
Oh, thank you, Francis. That was an excellent transition, and it was because both the Bush sitting administration, President Bush and his White House team and his administration made a great effort to start early to prepare information to get ready for that transition. And it was important also that Senator Obama was interested in preparing for a transition as well. And so he had people working in the early days of 2008 in the spring thinking about the transition, and then gradually built an organization that really comes alive in July of 2008 with John Podesta heading it. But they had done a lot with the executive, having an executive director, Chris Liu, who had been Obama's legislative affairs person in his Senate office, and now he is the deputy secretary of labor.
I have spoken to a number of people from that were fairly high up in the Bush administration, particularly OMB people, who have said, President Bush said himself, do whatever it takes to make sure that the Obama people have what they need to be able to get settled as quickly as possible. Now, I talk on this station all the time about leadership efforts and getting things accomplished, and leadership experts tell me all the time, takes buy-in from the top, authority from the top. That's about as good as you get in that particular area, isn't it, Martha?
It is, and President Bush talked to his chief of staff, Josh Bolten, in December of 2007, and told him that with two wars, it really was going to be very important to have the best transition ever. Now, a lot of presidents say that, but they don't start it in a year ahead of time. And so he had Bolton run the transition effort, but Bush himself was interested in it as well and followed it and for example, read the memoranda that Steve Hadley prepared on national security issues for a new team, and he started that in the late fall of 2007. And that's what it really takes. It does take the leader, the president, to declare this to be important, and then the leadership he selects to be involved in it, Josh Bolton, Steve Hadley, Clay Johnson was involved as a deputy at OMB, and they all made sure that they started early to gather the information and that they could provide it to them when they could after the election. But there were some things that were done prior to the election. And in the late summer, and this was something that was certainly new, Chief of Staff Bolton asked for representatives of the McCain and Obama campaigns to have representatives come to the White House, and they would work with them on certain issues, like, for example, developing a piece of software that would be capable of handling the hundreds of thousands of resumes that would be coming in to a new president. And so the White House was willing to pay for the software, but they wanted buy-in from both sides, agreement on accepting the software if they paid for it. And so they worked on that during the summer and fall, and then also the Memorandum of Understanding that would allow early the agency review teams to come into the departments and agencies to gather information. And that was signed the Saturday after the election. And that was only possible by having them work early on that.
I want to go back to those dates as you laid them out. The Bush conversation with Josh Bolten, December 2007, not 2008. The Stephen Hadley National Security Memo about the transition to President Bush, fall of 2007, not 2008. I have to confess, as the various organizations around town that are working on transition issues started to ramp them up this spring and now into the summer, I thought at first, the cynical part of me thought, it's much too early. Based on the timeline that you're laying out and that you write about in this book, Martha, it strikes me that it's right. The timing is really perfect.
It is, because you really have to have time to think through what information is required, what information should have priority, and then for the groups outside, what kind of information does an administration need, and they're interested, I think, less, a new administration coming in is less interested in having people tell them what policies to adopt, but rather letting them know how things work, like, for example, management issues. And I think there are a fair number of groups that that are working on that. The Partnership for Public Service, for example, and the National Academy of Public Administration are both working on management issues. And that's something that administrations often give short shrift to when they come in, but is very important to get right. Because if you have that right at the beginning, you can accomplish more.
Are you confident that we've seen a complete transition from the idea of presidential campaigns talking about transitions, naming transition leaders and all, and so on, in the 6 months to year before the campaign, being cast as measuring the drapes, to this concept now that it is necessary to do this further and further ahead to be able to do a good transition from one administration to the next?
I think generally, yes, we have made that transition. I think September 11th really brought that to the fore, how important it was to have things right and to have people in office, because when you come into office is a fragile time, and you don't want your enemies to take advantage of that. And we've seen it. We've seen, like when David Cameron came in as prime minister, 3 days later, were the attacks in Glasgow, the Glasgow airport, and then you have, say, in the Clinton administration, the attacks on the World Trade Center, the first attacks in February '93 occurred early in the administration, and then they had the issue of Waco and David Koresh, and that occurred in a period when it was in March and April, and we got an attorney general confirmed only in March 11th. So that was an example, I think, of telling you how important it is to have your people in place early on, and the only way you can do that is by starting early.
Martha, I want to congratulate you on this book, and I look forward to really being able to dive into it. What was the space when it comes to information about transitions that made you want to put this information together?
I thought that, I followed White House operations for a long time, and because I study White House communications in addition to transitions, and just watching the preparations, I thought that it was clearly very, very good. And I started following transitions in the late 90s for the project that I had, the White House Transition Project, where we provide information on the various offices in the White House, because there's no institutional memory there, so that people would know the functions and responsibilities of the directors of the offices. And so I learned a lot through that project of how important it is to have information early. And I've watched how administrations change, and you could really see that there was a lot of work going on during the end of the administration that was different from anything before it.